Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome to Island Dream, the podcast that lets you sit back with a tropical drink and let your mind wander. I am your host, EJ King, and I am pleased to bring you a taste of my mind. So go ahead, relax, and let's dive right into it. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode one of Island Dreams. Thanks for joining me on this blessed day, and let me start by first introducing myself. I go by EJ King, and I am what most people call a deep thinker. Now, some thoughts that run through my mind are pretty far out there, like if the earth is flat around. Yeah, we can have that debate one day, but some thoughts aren't really that deep. And in this podcast, I plan to share with all of you my innermost thoughts and feelings on certain things that we generally don't have time to think about during our daily lives. Thinking intensely on one subject is starting to become a lost art. No fault of our own, but there are a lot of distractions out there that shorten our attention span, and we end up not making time for the little things that matter in life, only the major things. Of course, we think about everyday things such as, what am I going to eat today, or what activities do I have to do after work, what time do I need to pick up the children? But when was the last time we grabbed a good book and sought out to truly understand the message behind the author's work? Nowadays, majority of people's free time is spent on social media or on Netflix, but those are just distractions from what's happening around us in the real world. Some people even spend too much time asleep, and even though I too enjoy a good night's rest, sleeping the entire day away isn't good for you. Do you ever pay attention to the first thought you have when you first wake up? How about just before you drift away to dreamland? What thoughts are in your mind? Did you know that what you think about just before bed can influence what your dream is about that night? And as I noticed this happening around the world, I decided to share my own personal thoughts with hopes to keep the world's most powerful natural supercomputer active. Now, to those who don't know me, you think I have a natural talent for speaking my mind. But those who do know me know that it's quite the opposite. I am more of the chilled out, quiet type of guy that likes to observe the world around him from afar. And when I do speak, there are a bunch of uhs and ums in between my words as my mind works so hard to stay on one topic instead of racing to another as it normally does when I'm talking to myself. So it's quite odd that me, of all people, would start a podcast to reach people around the world. But I saw the opportunity to share some knowledge and hopefully some humor with everyone, so I had to go for it. Which brings us to the main topic for today, which is now. And not now, like right now, but N-O-W, which stands for No Opportunity Wasted. You see, as an entrepreneur, I'm constantly thinking about new and innovative ways to benefit the lives of everything and everyone living on this planet, which led me to wanting to share my thoughts and ideas with others through a podcast with hopes that my words could change the way we think about the world and what goes on in and around it. I call this podcast Island Dreams because, well, let's face it, we all love to go on a vacation, to take a trip to a beach in the Bahamas, get away from reality, and just enjoy what life has to offer. But not all of us can go on an endless adventure like those travelpreneurs we see on Instagram. Heck, even rich people have things to do, places to be, and families to care for. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't from time to time shift our mind off from everyday life stuff and use our imagination to take us away. Even while sitting in traffic on a cold winter's day, we can use this time to close our eyes for a few moments and just imagine us in the tropics, enjoying the warm sun. Anytime an opportunity presents itself in life, we can either choose to let it fly right past us, missing it completely, or we can consider it as go time. And what I like to call prime time. The best time to act on an opportunity that arises is now. And I urge all of you to take advantage of this time, grab a hold of the opportunity, and run far and fast with it. The day that this episode airs will mark exactly 1 year to the date that I seized a very important and pivotal opportunity in my career. June 8th, 2018, I decided to quit my full-time engineering job and pursue full-time entrepreneurship, as it was my dream to have a greater purpose in the world and make a larger impact to the people living in it. And it's crazy because I really didn't plan it this way. I had only decided to start a podcast roughly 3 weeks prior, and after researching how to do it, getting all my content together, and recording and editing the audio, it just came down to releasing it on that day as the best day. And if I never would have seized the opportunity a year ago, I probably wouldn't even be in this position that I am in today. N.O.W., I would say, is more well known in the entrepreneurial world, as most entrepreneurs are all about taking risks and jumping at new opportunities, like Mario trying to find the next power-up mushroom. And in short, it just means that the time to act is right now. You want to start that new business? Do it now. Want to take up dancing lessons or learn a new language? Do it now. Want to travel outside the country and you have the means to do so? Go ahead, buy that ticket now. Interested in someone and want to take them out on a date? Ask them out now. Capable of purchasing your dream home or your dream car? Do it now. A new job opening in a new city, or you just want to do like I did and quit your job and become your own boss? Take that leap now. Are you an aspiring artist or a musician and American Idol is coming to a city near you? Go ahead, register for it now. Matter of fact, do it right now, because by the time your brain can think of that three-letter word now and your mouth starts to move to say it, time has already passed. I mean, we're talking milliseconds, but those can add up to minutes, then to days, weeks, even months. Actually, this reminds me of a State Farm commercial. Some of you may remember it, where the older gentleman who is a fisherman in a retail clothing store and a lady looking to buy some clothes, and the guy is holding a fishing rod with a dollar at the end of it, and every time the lady reaches for the dollar, he pulls it back and says, "Ooh, you gotta be quicker than that." Yeah, that dollar is your opportunity, and it's here, right here, in front of your face, right now. All you have to do is reach out and grab it. Make it yours before somebody else does. You've probably already been thinking of acting on some opportunity that came up days, weeks, months ago. What are you waiting for? Do it now. Stop talking yourself out of accomplishing great things in your life. Stop creating new excuses for yourself as to why you can't or why you shouldn't do it. The opportunity wouldn't be there for you wrapped up in a bow if it wasn't attainable by you. Use the time that you have here on earth wisely and make some miracles happen. There truly is no better time than now, or now, and even right now. The opportunity is waiting for you, but it won't wait forever. So believe in yourself, put your fears aside, and go full force at it. And with that, I leave you with a short quote from a gentleman named Art Williams, who is the founder of Primerica Financial Services. He has a full speech you can find easily on YouTube. It's a really good video, and if you like motivational speeches, it's definitely a good listen. But it all boils down to one thing: just do it. Even if you think you can't, do it anyway, and learn the lesson from it. Then do it again, but this time even better. Well, thanks again for listening to the Island Dreams podcast. Hope I was able to stimulate your mind a bit, and I'd love to hear what you all thought about this week's topic. Were my thoughts on it spot on, way off, or somewhere in the middle? And if you had a topic in mind that you'd like to hear a different perspective on, send me a message on Instagram at imaking3, that's IMMA.KING.3, and I'll be sure to turn it into a future episode. Thanks, and I'll see you next time.